What's up, Uprising Nation? It's Sam here, and I'm super, super excited to share with you another episode on the Uprising podcast. First off, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for as you keep listening to the Uprising podcast. Whatever we do inside Uprising Nation, it's because of you and your persistent listening and engagement inside of the Uprising podcast has made has given us the edge to keep on producing. And as long as you guys are listening, you guys are learning from all these episodes, we will keep bringing on the best and the best, right? As a matter of fact, someone mentioned to me last time that, you know, he attended an event that he paid 300 cedis for, and frankly, the entire event can be compared to just 20 minutes session with me on the podcast. And I felt that was, you know, it kind of triggered my ego a little bit, but you know, honestly, there's a lot of, I wouldn't want to say bad information, but subpar information, and it's my duty, to bring you guys what you really need, so you can, you know, get your, you know, you can live the life on your terms, like whatever you really want in life, whether, you know, living an impact, leaving a legacy, and creating a stable income for yourself. You know, I am learning, and I keep on learning and learning and learning, and so this is where basically I share all my, you know, all my thoughts, all the things that I do and all the things that are not working for me. I share them with you, and so I really appreciate it if you share any of the episodes that resonate so much with you. It could be this, it could be the next one, it could be previous ones. Please go to arisenglobal.com/podcast, listen to your favorite one, and then share with people you really care about, because that way it will get us closer to where we really want to, because we want to touch a lot of lives, and by sharing and by supporting the whole engagement going on, we would get closer to where we really want to get to. So thank you so much for doing that. Now let's chip into this week's episode. Now this week I'm going to talk about something very interesting. I'm going to talk about, you know, we've been hearing about the recent nuisance in the music industry from Stoneboy and Shatta Wale and all these things going on. And for me, I hate drama. That is why I hate politics. That is why, because I really do think that politics is just full of drama. I don't want to even go that tangent, but anyway, but whenever I look at a drama, right, for me, for some reason, I've been gifted with, you know, the ability to be seen, to see patterns, right? Patterns that lead to success. And so, most people don't see it, but I do. That's my unique talent. But, so I'm going to share with you, you know, the title of the episode is BIM Nation or Shatta Movement and Your Business. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. And yeah, the title of this episode is very crazy. But there's a reason. There's a reason why I share this. Now, if you've been living under the rock for the past few days now, I just want, you know, share with you high level, because for me, I didn't watch what was going on. I just heard the stories and the drama all over the place, right? And so I just decided to follow through to actually understand what's going on. And basically what happened was that during the VGMA's VGMA awards, what happened was that Stoneboy felt that he was going to be attacked by Shatta Wale, and so because of that he instinctively reacted to the whole situation by pulling off a gun. And you know, so that's the whole story, that's the drama, right? And and you could see the amount of, you know, support here and there from BIM Nation to Shatta Wale, shutter movement and here and there. And I just couldn't help myself to see what was going on and how we can implement it in our business just to stay arisen, right? Now, if you look at what's, I'm going to pack this story and then I'll come back to it. But, you know, for a very long time, when I was trying to get my online business, online shop off the ground, the core reason why I felt that I wasn't really successful in the beginning was because I didn't have a platform. Now, what is a platform? You see, most people have this idea. They have an idea to start a business and all that. And what they do is, take it to where they think would be very, very, very conducive to sell the idea. And 9 out of 10 times, they are always not successful, right? And the reason they are not successful, it's honestly based on one criteria, which is platform. Now look at the biggest brands like, you know, Apple, Nike, Oprah Winfrey, you know, all these brands. Now these brands have proven time and time again to be one of the most, you know, one of the few successful brands ever to live on the surface of the earth. Right now, if you look at what they're doing, all these people, the reason they are successful is because they have a following. Look at Apple. Apple has a ton of following that's, you know, regardless of how ridiculous that the cost of their products is, people still follow through. People still, you know, people borrow money to buy their new releases. And the reason is because they have successfully created what we call a cult-like following or a cult following, right? And that way they can be able to, you know, as a matter of fact, according to the tech nerd, right, people claim that they are more, you know, sophisticated technologies than what Apple creates, right? But then again, they seem to be the one of the largest, you know, smartphone brands. And the reason is that they have created a platform. They have created a cult-like following where they have a fraction of people in the world who rave about what they do, who would die about what they do, who would do anything possible to buy their product, right? To buy their new releases and all that. If you look at like Nike and all these people, they strategically use the strategy of building a platform, creating a platform, creating a cult-like following, where their potential customers and, you know, and also their past customers engage on, and then gives them this whole thing inside their ecosystem to be continuously patronizing their products and service, right? Now, how does this affect you, right? Now, when I started my online brand, what I realized was that, it was really tough. And the reason it was tough wasn't because my shop wasn't optimized. It wasn't because, see, I had all the sophisticated plugins on my website. I had everything up to date. I had every single thing, but still I wasn't selling because, frankly, nobody knew me. Nobody knew my brand. I didn't have a platform. I wasn't famous. I wasn't a celebrity. Now, compare this to someone like Kylie Jenner. For those of you who don't know Kylie Jenner, Kylie Jenner is basically a celebrity, a US-based celebrity who is who has her own cosmetic brand. She started with, you know, selling lipsticks online, and now she's moved across board selling all sorts of cosmetic products. Now, this lady Kylie started her brand like, I think 3 years ago. 3 years ago, she started this brand, and just in a matter of weeks, her first line of products, she sold every single thing, right? Just in a matter of weeks. And according to some people, her products are not even like that really, really awesome as compared to other brands that are already in the marketplace. But guess what? Because she has a platform, because she has a cult-like following, she had people who were following her already. She had people who were, you know, obsessed about her because she was a celebrity. Now look at people like, you know, if you come back to Ghana, you know, there are people who are, you know, underground musicians who are really, really awesome. They are so awesome in what they do. Their music should be in the market, but Unfortunately, they are not. And people like Patapa, who doesn't sing really good songs, right? This guy is in the marketplace, patronized all the time. He's all over, you know, billboards, you know, shows and stuff like that. Just because he has a platform, just because he was able to get that breakthrough into the marketplace, right? And so, even though he's releasing, he's not releasing, you know, so much of good songs. I mean, in my opinion, right? Those songs, trust me, they are not going to last, you know, in the next two years, right? One corner is even gone. One corner is gone. And we have, you know, few, you know, legendary songs like, songs from Oboa, from Obafo, from Sakodie, and all these, you know, 10-year-old songs are still in existence. And one corner is just, you know, just faded away. And, but the reason he seems successful right now is the fact that he has a platform. He has a cult-like following, Patapa Soldiers, right? It's crazy. Now, if you look at what these musicians are doing, and the reason why I was talking about Beam Nation and Shatter Movement early on is this. Now, you could see how raving these fans are, regardless of what their leader is doing, whether good or bad, right? You can, if you interview, I've been listening to some of the interviews, reading some of the articles, and if you see the interview going on, right? If you talk to someone in the BIM Nation, right? He or she would justify the fact that Stone Boy was right. If you talk to someone inside the Shatter Movement, he or she would also justify that Shatta Wale was right with his action, right? Now, the reason they are still bounded on their leader, even though they might be wrong, the two parties might be wrong, is because of the platform their leader created. For every cause, whether good or bad cause, there is a leader, there is a charismatic leader, right? And so, what I want you guys to start doing is this. You look at these musicians as different brands. Look at them as, you know, and frankly, yes, they are brands, because if you look at someone like, you know, Sakodie, he has extended his music brand into clothing brand and, you know, all these things, right? Into personal brands, all by himself, right? So they are really brands, right? But what is very, you know, peculiar with the most successful brands is that all the time they have a leader, and the leader always has a platform, and the platform creates this medium of movement where there's a lot of people flooded around the concept or the idea or the leader. And so today I want to start, I want you to start thinking that, you know, in my business, how can I create that cult-like following, right? How can I create that massive engagement around my products and service? Right, what can I do to create that form of cult around my product and service? That way, you know, I will be successful. What can I do, right? And if you look at the most successful cults, all of them have, you know, three fundamental backbones to whatever they are looking to do, right? If you look at for me, I call it the trilogy, right? So the trilogy involves, for every cult following, there is a message, right? It's the triple M. This is my personal stuff, right? So it's a triple M. The first M stands for the message. The second M stands for the medium. And then the third one stands for the movement, right? So we have the message, the medium, and the movement. Now, if you look at someone like Stone Boy, Beam Nation, right? If you look at his message is all about, you know, being successful, even in your, if you listen to his songs, the lyrics of his songs, you know, he's a dancehall, you know, musician, right? If you listen to the lyrics of his songs, most of the songs are, you know, kind of like, you know, inspiring the underground someone who is looking to achieve success. That is the message, right? If you look critically, that is the message he keeps on singing, relaying into the marketplace, right? And people who resonate with that particular message follow him. That is it. That is exactly what it is, right? And he always has a medium. The medium is his through his music, right? Through his music, he shares that message out to the marketplace, and then the people who resonates with the idea, who relates to whatever the lyrics of the song is saying, that creates this movement, and then he has this movement going on. Now he can, you know, he can release, you know, even really, really bad songs, and or he can do really bad things, and people will still follow him, right? And so what I want you to start thinking is, how can you implement this triple M concept I'm talking about here? If you look at the heavy brands, that is what they do. If you look at Apple, when Apple first got off, Steve Jobs came on stage, and that was the very thing he said. He says that, you know, Apple is no more a company. We are an identity. That's what he said. He says that Apple is an identity, right? And that was how the motto came in. Think different, right? Think different. Now, this you might be thinking, like, this is just a smartphone company, right? In the beginning, that was it. Like, people were throwing rocks at this whole concept. This is just, you know, kind of like, this is just a smartphone. It will go away. The next technology will come. And several years into it, they are still in existence. And the very old ones that started this whole game are died out, and Apple still remains the king, right? Regardless, because I use an Apple phone, but regardless of whatever we say, they are still the kings. They're still the king of the industry, right? And the way they did it was that they had a leader. They had Steve Jobs, who rallied up, who was the attractive character, who was the charismatic leader. And he came on, he had a platform, and then he shared a message that all Apple users think differently. They react differently to the marketplace, or they react differently to the society, right? And so you just having, you buying an iPhone or you using an Apple product, it makes you step into a new identity. Honestly, that's where, like, it feels like the first day I touched an iPhone, I felt like I was the smartest dude on the planet. That is how I felt, right? And there's no way I could have felt that way if they hadn't had relayed that message to me, for me to feel like I am part of them, right? On this really, really subconscious level, that is what they are doing. If you look at their advertisements on Facebook, or, you know, even on the television, on, you know, wherever we find the advertisement, that is what they are really, really doing. They are, you know, sipping down this whole concept of a core-like building, and then sparingly distributing the three pillars I'm talking about, the message, right? They are think different. That is the message, right? And they have the medium theory. They are doing that. They are doing it through their advertisements, through their products, right? Even though the technology they use, you know, virtually other, you know, smartphone companies are also using them. As a matter of fact, some people claim that they have even better technology, and I wouldn't argue that. But the fact that they still are, you know, the gurus in the game is because of the fact that they have laid out these principles I'm talking about, right? So they have the message, they have the medium in which they could communicate with their marketplace or their target audience, right? Now, Apple isn't saying everyone should come buy their products. They are saying, if you resonate with the message, come buy our products and stay with us, right? If you look at, so that's it. And then they create a movement where you use Apple once, and then you wouldn't want to use any other kind of phone any longer, right? They even created in their business system where, you know, you know how difficult it is to transfer files from iPhone to a desktop, right? I mean, from iPhone to a Microsoft computer, right? You have to use iTunes and here and there, unlike the other kind of phone where you just plug in your USB and you are gone, right? They created that complexity so you can be involved, heavily involved inside their ecosystem, inside their cult. So that means you buy an iPhone, you have to buy a Mac or an iMac, right? And then you have to buy, you know, the Apple mount, so you have to buy the Apple keyboard, right? What they've embedded it inside their product, right? Aside from the fact that they are sharing it on their face, they are sharing it in their videos, in their advertisements, they are sharing all those three pillars, they are also bundling it inside their product, right? So it makes you feel like you buying, you know, just an iPhone isn't enough. You want to level up. You want to go to the next level. You want to buy an iPad now. You want to buy this. You want to buy that. And that is what the successful brands are doing, right? That's what the successful brands are doing. And so today I want you guys not to be so focused on, you know, coming back to, you know, music, right? I don't want you guys to be so focused in the drama going on, because, you know, we are as a nation, we don't see we just look for the patterns and then utilize it and then see how best it can implement we could implement those in our business and in our life and in our career, right? So that we can impact lives and leave the legacy we want to do, right? And so that drama isn't necessary. What we have to start doing is, how can we create this cult-like following around our products and services? How can we create this whole mass movement, right? Creating a mass movement around our idea, right? And so a typical example would be this. Now let's just say you have a skill of cooking, right? You manage to open your a small restaurant, right? A small restaurant where you are serving people on a daily basis or a weekly basis or whatever, right? What can you do? What can you do to create this cult-like following? You know, most people are just selling food, right? You can sell an identity, right? You can niche down, you can make yourself so different by selling an identity. What that means is that, you eating this food would make you feel like this, right? It's kind of difficult to share detailed information on the podcast, but I just wanted to grab what I'm talking about, right? What can you do that would kind of be like a show around your food making, right? You can literally have a show on Facebook. You can do that, right? And the reason I'm propagating or I'm talking about creating a show is only that is one of the few ways you can do all the three pillars at the same time. You can share your message, what you're really about, and maybe on the next episode or two I'll share into details what kind of message, how are you going to craft your message, right? We'll go into how to start with the origin story and all that. Like there's a whole lot I want to share. And if you want to, you know more about all these frameworks I'm going to talk about, just, you know, head over to emergesecrets.com. The Emerge Secrets Masterclass is coming up very, very soon on the 1st of July. And that's when I'm going to share every single detail, exactly what to do, step number one to step number whatever, right? Back to the lesson today for today. So what I want you to do is basically, like, for example, in the show, right? If you have a show on Facebook, you go live on Facebook every Friday, you share some tips on why you use an ingredient, right? What you're doing is you are reaching to the marketplace and then telling them that you exist, right? Those people who resonate with you, those people who are patronizing your food and your service or whatever it is, they would come to you because they resonate with the message you are doing or you are creating. And the Facebook is the medium. Facebook is the medium in which you are creating your thing, right? And that way you have following coming in. You know, when you start a video or when you start a show, it's guaranteed for the first 3 months, you're going to have 2-3 listeners or 2-3 watchers or people who are viewing, right? Which is okay. What happens is, what it is that it's kind of like training wheels, right? You remember when you're riding a bicycle, right? The bicycle naturally doesn't come with a training wheels, but your parents put in the training wheels so you can ride and ride and ride. And then, you know, eventually they're going to take off the training wheels and then you are in the game, you know, trying to figure your balance and here and there, right? So, just use the first lack of patronage, right, as your training wheels. Like, how are you going to craft your message so it can be perfect, right? You definitely can be perfect off the ground, right? But you have to be perfect along the way, right? So kind of like a show, creating a show is how you can do all the three pillars, right? There are other ways, like a podcast, right? Like, that is what I'm literally doing with you guys, right? And with this format, you can easily become a charismatic leader that people will follow you, listen to your advice, pay for your advice, and do everything with you, just like what the BIM Nation and the Shatter Movement are doing. They just had a message. They had a medium through which they relay their message, and they had the movement. That is why they are still the brands we see them to be, even though some of their actions are, you know, incorrigible to the society. But that is what we get as, you know, having cult-like following brands in the marketplace, right? So today I want you to start thinking, how can you create this kind of mass movement around your business and idea? Because that is the only way to guarantee success in your business. That's the only way to guarantee livelihood inside your business. Because most people start their business, you know, they start, you know, first couple months, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months into the game, and they're already exhausted, right? They're exhausted in their message, they're exhausted in whatever they do, and they give up, right? Because the results they are expecting isn't coming. But if you start way ahead of time, building your mass movement, creating a cult-like following, what will happen is that you will be in existence for a very, very long time. Brands will come and go, and you'll still be in existence. Okay, so I hope this episode wasn't so complex for you, because I try as much as possible to, you know, break down or make it very, very simple for you guys. But I was literally preparing my presentation on 1st July, and I just, you know, I just had this thought of sharing just a little bit of this with you, so I can lure you to, you know, go sign up for Emerge Secrets Masterclass, because it's going to be a game changer, right? The reason why most brands in Ghana aren't successful, because of the reason why most companies or most startups are not successful, is because they are not doing this first. This should be step zero, right? People start with idea, and there's a reason they are lacking the fans, they are lacking the support network, they are lacking all these things. If you create this step zero, this is virtually step zero, if you create this way ahead of time, and if you do it a smart way, you'd have a lot of people raving about your products even before your product is created. Boom, I just shared something secret with you guys. If you're tapping into this, then if you want to learn more about it, then go to emergesecrets.com to sign up for this is going to be the last time I'm ever doing a masterclass this way, because it's very, very expensive. We are going to be catering for your breakfast and lunch and all those, you know, things, and the event room is very, very expensive as well. And so I don't think we can afford doing this, you know, continuously like that. So this is the very last time we're ever doing this. The first time and the last time. The course in the future is going to be selling for a really, really, really high price. And so for a limited amount of time, we are looking for just 10 people. And so if you're interested in it, just head over to emergesecrets.com and you find a video on them for me explaining into details what you really have to do to get signed up. Anyway, I hope this episode was very helpful. If yes, please leave some ratings on iTunes or SoundCloud or wherever you're listening from. Put in some comments if you are listening inside the blog. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen. If you are a dreamer and arisen, you probably have a billion of ideas running through your little skull, and you can't wait to let it out to others so you can change lives, right? But the number one problem that sets in for you is that you don't know how to turn that idea into cash. You either run out of cash to get that idea off the ground, or you get overly overwhelmed on the things that need to be done to get it out. I totally get it. But what if there is a way to turn those ideas into cash without the burnout or any money to spend? What if those ideas you've dreamt about can actually make you tons of money? I went through a ton of ups and downs to finally find answers to these problems, and I'm ready to uncover all these secrets in a single day masterclass called Emerge Secrets Masterclass. Emerge Secrets Masterclass is taking place on the 1st of July 2019, and I'm going to reveal the right way to turn your idea into cash in any economy without burning out or money to spend. Head over to emergesecrets.com to sign up for this time-sensitive masterclass. Again, head over to emergesecrets.com to join the first and frankly the very last masterclass that is going to get all your money problems solved in a matter of 24 hours. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.